me grab that. Hang on here.
Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Wayne?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi, Wayne. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
Doing all right.
Good. Good to hear. Happy Tuesday, right? Someone said in our morning meeting, Happy Taco Tuesday, and I thought, I like that even better. So I know that you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program, but did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
No, and I kind of know what it is, where my ad will come up, because I know when I search my own website, it doesn't come up on the top of the page. It's like, when it's a very popular, it doesn't even appear at all.
Exactly. So this is something that will fix that for you, put you front and center, and get your phone ringing with new clients, because when a consumer does a search online, 87% of them will hire right off the first page of Google. So we're putting you where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, where that high revenue is generated, you know? And the beauty of this is it's all exclusive, meaning the position just became available. We are filling it today. So if it's something that you'd like to take advantage of, once we begin working with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we're actually going to block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure that you can see the benefits of being on the first page in front of your competitors, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, without a doubt, because that will maximize the jobs that come to Merit Asphalt Services. So with your legacy rate discount, it would bring everything all the way down to just a flat rate month-to-month of $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you is not only your first page listing on Google and Bing, but also will program you into all of the popular directories that are in your area, as well as the mobile platform. So for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's a different search result altogether. Okay, so once we program Merit Asphalt Services into the mobile platform, now you'll become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. And then, do you have a business Facebook page by chance?
No, I don't.
Okay, no worries. If you don't have a business Facebook page, we'll create one for you. And because we're a premier partner to Google, Google will allow us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. So you know how when you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up?
I don't have Facebook, so I don't.
Oh, okay. You know, my son doesn't have one either. There's not too many people that don't have Facebook anymore, so good for you. You try to stay kind of under the radar and off social media, it sounds like, huh?
Yeah,
okay. Good for you. That's awesome. Yeah, so the nice thing about that, though, is that you don't have to own a Facebook or even ever go on Facebook in order to be able to benefit from Facebook ads, because we'll configure it so that people will call you directly. So all you're going to have to do is answer the phone when people call you, and I know that you're going to answer the phone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And you will have a detailed tracking system, Wayne, which means that you'll have the ability to not only see the new clients that you've received, but you'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. You'll see if they use their GPS directions to locate you, what zip codes they're coming from. So that way everything is very transparent. And, you know, being that this is a month-to-month program, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
I mean, yeah, it's a huge benefit, but my issue is we're right here in the off season, and Christmas is like 5 days away, and we got January, February, March before I can even go to work. I mean, there's nobody going to be call. I don't. Nobody's going to be calling for work this time of year, and I don't have any income to raise my to make up for spending money to advertise work I'm not going to get till May or April. That's kind of where it's like I'm advertising now when I should have been advertising in July or should have been doing that in April, May. I'm going to pay it forward, but if it's month to month, I mean, it eventually works itself out, but when you don't have the income, it makes everything awkward. Because they've increased all my rates of all my material in the last few years. Where they've maxed us out. Like, we're doing jobs where we're losing percentages because material's so high.
Oh, wow.
And fuel's so high. It's really, and then you got all your competitors that'll, no matter where they find them, they'll do something cheaper because that's how they do business. That's like, I don't advertise in Wichita at all because there's no sense in it. Because if I go to Wichita, mm-hmm. I'm going to be against 15 contractors that's going to do everything 20% cheaper than me.
Yeah, and then you have to have an expense to even go to Wichita, so then it costs you more, you know, which means your overhead is higher. I get it. Well, you know, one thing I want to let you know, Wayne, because I just did an inquiry because you told me that you're off-season, just to see during the winter months last year, and I just searched November, December, and January, just to see what the average was. And during those 3 months last year, there were average 712 searches done each month for your category on the first page of Google. So that does tell me that there's some book of business that's happening during the winter months. The problem is right now you have a weak internet presence and it's slipping through your fingers. And this is something that would put you front and center, get your phone ringing, and help you capture that business. Now, I don't want you to think that I'm saying, you know, oh, try the program and you'll get 712 new clients, because we both know that that's not realistic either, you know. But statistically speaking, 87% of consumers will hire off the first page. So for you as a small business, even a percentage of that is going to be life-changing for you and life-changing for your business. And also, I want to let you know that we don't expect you to pay for the service during months that you are off season or you don't need it. So we offer seasonal holds. So sometimes people call us and say, look, I want to go on a seasonal hold for 90 days. And what we do is we stop their billing for 3 months. And then when they, you know, are ready to go back in season, we automatically start it back up again. And then that way they're still, you know, front and center in that spotlight position when they come into season, you know, as opposed to having to, you know, start when they're in season and then it takes, you know, hundreds of hours of programming to get there. You know, this way we just kind of turn it on and off just like a faucet. Okay. So at the same token, I understand what you're saying. It's almost Christmas. Funds are tight right now. Expenses are up because of the material costs. And if you add this program on top of everything else you have going on, your marketing dollars can only stretch so far, you know, and I appreciate that. So I would be willing to see if they would allow me to put something together for you along the lines of making things more affordable to kind of offset some of the expenses that you have going out. One benefit of doing something now as opposed to waiting till, you know, maybe spring is that anything you do prior to the end of the year becomes a tax write-off. So So this is the one time of year we get inundated with people calling us trying to sign up, and it's all based on availability. You know, some of them we just have to put on a waiting list because we can't place them. But for the ones that we can place, they always tell me it's so exciting because this is the one time of year they can try it without really having to pay for it because, you know, next week, January 1st, they end up writing it off anyway, you know. So here's what I'm thinking. I was able to get this approved once before, and I would be willing to see if they would allow me to, you know, get this pricing approved for you. But I had asked once if I could put a client into my personal friends and family rate. If I could get this authorized for you, Wayne, it would waive your setup fee altogether, and it would reduce your monthly fee down to just $249. So if I could get this approved, it's going to save you $150 today, plus it'll save you $50 each month moving forward. And I think that that $249, if you were to calculate it out, it comes to only $8 a day, you know, to increase your business. So in order to do this, I would have to send out a request and explain your situation. And, of course, I would get either an approval or a denial on it. But if I did get the approval to get everything going for just $249 out the door, can we move forward?
Yeah, I can do that.
Oh, I'm so glad. You're going to absolutely love this program, Wayne. So let me just send out the request and make sure that I can get this approved. And then while I wait on their response, I want to verify your information. So if everything goes well, I'll send you a confirmation email. What's the best email address to use?
It's merrittservicesingular@gmail.com.
Got it. Merritt, just like the business, and then servicesingular@gmail.com?
Yep.
Okay. And then is that also your last name, Merritt?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Now, is this the phone number you would like to have displayed on your Google listing?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Is there a secondary line for internal purposes, or does everything go through this main number?
Yeah, there's another number.
Okay. So what's the other number?
It's 913-578. 0252.
And which line do you prefer text messages on if we were to text you?
The 620-899-5895.
Okay, 620. Okay, got it. Alternate number is the 913, and the 620 is the one for the text messaging. And then for the business address, is it 703 East Avenue North?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I see that you already have a verified Google listing. Did you set that up yourself?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. So I'm assuming that's the same address you used when you set it up, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Okay. So what I'll do is I'll send an email that will have you add Local Splash as a manager to that Google listing. That way we can optimize it right away and get it on the first page. And then... let me see here because my light is blinking. I want to see. I think they're responding to my request here. Oh, excellent. He said, go ahead and extend the friends and family rate. He gave me a promo code to override the price. Get everything going for $249 out the door. Oh, and he said to wish you a very profitable year. That was so nice. So just give me a second here, Wayne, because I have to enter this promo code for you. And then I can secure the position using a debit or a credit card. What works best?
Debit.
And it's your name on the card or the company name or both?
Both.
Okay. Any middle name or initial for you or just Wayne Merritt?
Just Wayne Merritt.
Okay. And then is the billing address the same or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
Yeah, it's the same address.
Same address. Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
All right. It's 4200.
Okay.
3202.
Got it.
0548.
Mm-hmm.
2385.
2385. Okay. Expiration?
09 of 26.
9 of 26. And then the little code on the back?
579.
579. Okay. What I'm going to do right now is go through a voice verification recording with you that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create an appointment for my technician to call you tomorrow to go over your keywords, your service area, building your website, and getting you placed. Actually, you already have a website, but I want to ask you, do you like the Google Business site, or would you like to get something more, kind of more upscale?
Yeah, I would like something a little bit better because,
we have a website that we build. I'll send you a text right now so you can see it. It typically sells for $400 extra, but they did have a Black Friday Cyber Monday special where they were allowing us to include the sites for $49. So I can get that overridden for you. And if you want a brand new site, we'll do it for $49. So in that case, you would just pay $298 today. And then each month moving forward, you would still be $249. And you're grandfathered into that rate where it never goes up. And the benefit is we'll purchase a new domain too. So rather than using, merit-asphalt-services.businesssite/whatever, we could see if meritasphaltservices.com is available, or we'll go through the available options and we'll purchase a new domain for you too.
Nothing.
Yeah, so did you get the text that I sent you? I think it's for a landscaping company, but it'll give you kind of an idea what it would look like. The first thing you would notice if you open up that site is there's a big contact form right at the top. That's very, very important. Most people, when they see you on the first page, they're going to click to call you or go to your site for immediate service. But for the ones that can't contact you right away because perhaps they're at work doing the search or they're with their family, they can plug their information into this form, and you'll get notified that there's a lead coming through your site. And because that lead is a part of your Google listing, it's all free of charge, meaning it's included in the package. And then when you scroll down to the Our Services, I see that you already have a number of pictures in your gallery on your Google Business site. So we would pull the images right off of your Google Business site and put them into the new site, and that would add to your credibility. And then if you scroll down to the bottom, you can see this client has a map with their service area. The phone number is available on a click-to-call feature, and the logo is displayed. So like I said, I can definitely, get that Cyber Monday Black Friday special for you if you want to include the site. What was that? I'm sorry.
I'm trying to get my charger plugged into my phone.
Oh, okay. You want me to wait while you do that?
Yeah, just give me a second because my phone was getting low on battery.
Take your time. I'll wait for you. No problem, Wayne.
Okay, I'm plugged in.
Good, okay.
Good.
So, I will go through a voice verification recording with you, and then I'll create that appointment, like I mentioned, for the customer technician to call you tomorrow to go over the setup. Some of the voice verification is a little repetitive of what I asked you. It's going to have you repeat your business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
American Asphalt Services.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
I'm owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, December 19th, in the nominal amount of just $298. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 19th day in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then the client interview for tomorrow, Wayne, that's going to take approximately 20, maybe 30 minutes. So what works best, morning or afternoon? And I'll tell you what's available.
Mid-mornings or early afternoons or just noon.
Mid-morning or early afternoon. Okay, let's see what I can do here. What I love about business owners, you guys are such great multitaskers. Let me see here. Tomorrow's the 20th. I could do 10, 11, or 1. There's a 3 o'clock open, too.
The 1 o'clock is my worst best.
1, okay. So what I'm going to do right now, Wayne, is I'm going to block out an hour from 1 to 2 o'clock Central Time, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 1:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. Okay. And then lastly, since I got you special pricing that's not available to the general public, I just want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will ensure that your rate never goes up. So did you get a text from me right now that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash? What was that? You said you got it or no?
Yes, I did.
You did. Okay, excellent. So if you would click on the link in there, it'll say click here to accept your subscription term. That will take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. All you have to do is scroll all the way to the bottom. I think there's two boxes to check, one that you get text messages, the second that you're authorized. And then you just plug your name in, Wayne Merritt, and hit Confirm Signature. Now, once it goes through, Wayne, it will ask you for a username and password. Don't worry about any of that right now. That will be provided for you tomorrow after your client interview. My main thing is just getting the pricing locked in. Is it loading, or is it giving you problems getting in?
It's
loading. Sometimes computers have a mind of their own, huh? Okay.
Yeah, no, I see it. It says I agree, and you'll check boxes.
Yep, you check the boxes and hit confirm signature after you type your name in. And then if it asks you for a username and password, that's your sign that it went through fine.
Okay, then it's retribution and it passes and you said.
Okay, good. That's your sign that it went through. And again, don't worry about that. That's your login for the dashboard, and they'll provide that for you after the client interview. So if you get an email that talks about pictures needed for Google verification, I don't think you have to do that because you already have a verified Google listing. So I'm sending you the invite right now that will say important, please add us to your Google business profile, and it will have the instructions of how to do that. So once you add us and the technician gets in there, they'll tell you if any of that is needed, but I don't think it is because you already have the verified listing, okay? Okay, and then lastly, on the text, you also got the toll-free number for Local Splash. So let's say that you want to call in the future and go on a seasonal hold that would stop your billing, or let's say that you have an update or a great before and after photo that you want to add, anything like that, you just call that number and then hit option one, and anybody who answers the phone can help you. And we're available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. your time. Okay, and then if you ever want to talk to me specifically, my name is Tina, and I'm at extension 777. So you would just plug in that 777, and then it would ring directly to my desk, okay?
Sure.
All right, so other than that, you're all good to go until tomorrow at 1 o'clock when the technician calls you, and they'll kind of pick up where I'm leaving off. So in the meantime, welcome aboard. I'm very happy for you, Wayne. I know you're absolutely going to love it. So have a very successful year and a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season too.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do you have any other questions for me at this point? Or
the only question I do have is, had this happened to somebody else before the review? I've had friends of mine have reviews from, like, fake reviews from other contractors that they had to fight to get off their page.
Oh, okay.
Just wondering how they did.
So are you asking because you would like to get some more valid reviews, or are you, do you have some reviews on there that you'd like to get off?
No, I don't have any. I don't think I have any at all, because I don't think I have any reviews on my, any of my stuff.
Okay.
Of my customers would just deal with me directly, but I just, I know the other contractors that had their rival contractor write crazy stuff on reviews, and then I just always wondered how would you, I mean, because if I have a website and it shows up, it's going to make people mad in this area.
Wow, there's some really bad competitors in your area, huh, that they would do that to you. Wow. Okay. So in the event that you got, let's say that some disgruntled competitor sees that you have a better presence and a better site than they do, and they go on there and write something bogus about you, we would submit it to Google for removal. Now, Google always doesn't cooperate when we submit a, you know, something for removal, but they do correspond with us. Since we're a premier partner to Google, they would let us know within, you know, 7 to 10 business days what it would take to get that removed, okay? Now, in the interim, what we would do is send you a review generator email that you would be able to use to get some more positive 5-star ratings. And the idea behind it is to, if you ever had a bogus negative review that was under review with Google and you had to wait like the 7 to 10 days to see what the correspondence, in the meantime, just work on getting some 5-star reviews using the tool that we send you. And what it does is it decreases the relevancy of that one, you know, bad review, and pretty soon it's not even relevant anymore. So the review generator email that we'll compose for you, it's so awesome, because what it would say is, you know, thank you for using Merit Asphalt Services, and if you're happy with our service, please click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click that box, it will automatically take them to your Google listing. So because it's so simple and it's just the matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you a couple of people filling that out in order to achieve that 5-star ranking on Google. So we'll get that composed for you as soon as you complete the client interview tomorrow, and we'll send that tool out right away so you can start working on getting some 5-star ratings here and there. That will help you too, okay?
All right.
Mm-hmm. Is it only one competitor that you're kind of thinking would go on there and do that, or are there multiple ones?
I just, I'm not really even for sure. I just know it happened to a buddy of mine.
That's horrible. Did your buddy get it removed, or did Google kind of not cooperate with them?
I'm not really sure. I know that if you look at their site and scroll down, there's still, those reviews are still on there. But like you said, there is, he did get more reviews, positive reviews.
Yeah, and pretty soon that one off one is not even relevant. Also, you do have the option of responding to the review. So you could also put it on there, you know, if that were to happen. Like, you know, this is, this review is, you know, under review with Google to be removed because this isn't a client. This is a competitor that went on there and wrote something bad, you know, and that way anybody that reads the review can also see your response, you know. So that's also another way to kind of deal with it, you know, while we're waiting for that correspondence.
Because
so, yep.
In my area, a lot of my customers are return customers, like, and years I have customers that I've had for 15, 20 years. Mm-hmm. I just never really did do a lot of web stuff, so I've never had anybody actually write reviews. But they, like, different customers will say, you know, you can give my number to business people to have them call me, and I'll tell them you do good work, and word of mouth kind of thing. It's kind of what keeps me going around here.
Excellent.
It's just, like, you know what I mean?
You can send this email to any of them, anyone that's ever used you. So it doesn't have to be a new customer. It can be an older word-of-mouth customer that you've dealt with for years. Anybody can go and write a review for you on Google. Okay, so that's the good thing.
Once
we send you this email, and when we send the email, it will also trigger a text message. So in the event that you have a, you know, prior client's phone number, but you don't have their email, you can also forward the link to them via text. And the reason I know that most people will do it, Wayne, is I work in digital marketing, so I know how important reviews are to a business and also to online presence. And sometimes I have a great experience with a business and I say, look, I'm going to go home and write a 5-star review for you. I'm so happy with your service. But the problem is once I'm outside of that moment, the idea kind of gets stuck on the back burner, right? And we all know what happens to ideas stuck on the back burner. So the nice thing about the review generator tool is, you know, someone's going to be in their email anyway, or they're going to be on their cell phone anyway. Next minute, a link comes across from Wayne like, hey, thank you for using my service. You know, if you were happy, please leave a review. Most people, they're going to do it right then and there because it's so simple and it's just a matter of clicking that button. Plus, you're in charge of it. So you know how in business always there's going to be that one client somewhere along the road that you can jump through hoops and bend backwards for, and no matter what you do, they're not happy, right? So don't send this to that guy because he probably won't write something nice, you know. Only send it to the ones that you're pretty certain will write something positive about you.
Got it.
Okay. All right, so thank you for bringing that up. I'm going to put a special note in here, too, for the technician that once you add us to the Google Business page, that for them to go in and compose that email. That way they can get it out to you right away, okay?
Okay.
All right. So thank you for asking that, and have a really great evening. Is there anything else that comes to mind before I let you go?
No, not the time.
Okay. Well, then, great. Have a really lovely evening, Wayne, and then we'll be talking to you more tomorrow, okay?
All right.
Okay. And if you have questions on that review generator email, just give us a buzz tomorrow because we're at the end of our business hours today, so you could always call me and leave a voicemail, and then I can call you in the morning if you have any trouble adding us as a manager, but I don't think you will. It takes like 2 seconds. It just go through the different steps in the email, and you'll be able to add us no problem, okay?
All right.
Okay. All right. So have a great rest of your evening. Take care now.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. Bye-bye.